Welcome to the perfect storm. This is another lovely day here in Canberra. It's freezing.
7 degrees. Top is a warm day.
Absolutely freezing.
Yesterday was a cold day. Today is a warm day.
Mm. Yeah. We've got Kyle on the desk. If you,
it's a bit scary, if you're
listening to the radio and you want to go to YouTube, see Kyle's pretty face on the desk.
This is discipleship in action.
He's the glamour boy of our whole program.
The rose between the thorns. The guy that's too good to wear a hat.
Probably should have.
Yeah, good one. Hmm. And we've got Morgan on the sound.
Morgan. Hey, Morg, you got to show yourself, mate.
Hey, guys.
Split screen, mate.
Split screen. Come on. Split screen. We want to see you.
Hey.
Come on.
Oh, hey.
Good looking
rooster. Afternoon, everyone.
Gather rangers.
What a red beard.
That's it.
Yeah, we're getting
not
overtaken.
Not much ranger left for me.
Thanks for being here, Morgan.
We're getting overtaken by rangers.
Let's shall we kick it off with some comments?
Worst things could happen.
Let's do the comments, Morgan. Thank you.
Everyone's aware now, the whole world, I think, that Kyle and Eve have had an addition to the family. But the comments were flowing in thick and fast for Kyle.
Thank you, everyone.
Shane Dawson, I actually know Shane. He's calling Kyle the unsung hero of the show.
Thank you, Shane.
Come on, Shane.
Shane is a watcher, loves it every week. Thanks for that, Shane.
Good on you, Shane.
I'll send you a voucher in the mail.
He is a hero. We call him hero all the time in the office.
And Marshmallow back.
So that's a good thing there. What else? Yeah, people are wanting to see photos of the baby.
That's true. That'd be nice.
I'll just see if I can find one on my phone.
He hasn't bothered to take one yet.
be real careful. It could be a baby's photo that's an AI.
Yeah.
Because he's big into AI, old Kyle.
What's her name, Kyle? Announce it on there.
Miller.
Yeah. She's a cute baby, I got to say.
Miller Morrison.
I've seen photos.
Yeah. M&M's.
Yeah.
I didn't get that. M&M's.
M&M's.
Miller Morrison.
Yeah, nice. Any more comments?
Yeah. A guy called Phil Yates.
Oh, yeah. Love that guy. Great guy.
There's a baby if you want to zoom in.
No, if you're on YouTube and you can zoom in 300 times, there's a photo of
the baby.
She's cute.
You can see that it's a baby.
Miller Kaya.
Kyle's looking a little worse for wear. I didn't sleep a lot last night. Well, how am I enjoying Kyle being so smashed?
I don't know.
Anyway,
Phil Yates guy, he says, you two are awesome. So much better without Phil.
I know, isn't it?
Did you really post a comment?
Yeah, I was listening to you. I listen.
You're never here, so. You
know. I had a spelling bee last time, and then it was awesome.
That's the important
thing. I cannot believe the words. Like, year four, spelling, and I'm like, I don't know how to spell the words you're coming up with.
I can't say them.
No way.
Spell them, mate.
What was it? No way. Car? Truck?
No, it was way better than that, mate.
Okay.
Here's a good comment.
These are unbelievable.
Great words of hope, Justo, dude. Jesus is more integrated in getting his kids home than we are. Hold on to Jesus, folks.
Amen, brother.
So that was really good. Yeah, now the comments about the UFO sightings, strange, not normal.
Mm.
Mm. Mm.
Weird stuff in the world.
England's changing.
Hey, Morgan, we're getting prepared for something much bigger.
Oh, yeah.
It started in the movies with all the supernatural. When I was a kid, there was hardly any supernatural in things, and it got more and more and more, and it's superheroes. And now it's out of the movies. It's in the news cycle. Mm. Something big is going on here, guys. There's a big supernatural event coming. The world's being prepared for it, and it's not going to be a good one. It's going to be a deceptive one.
Mm. Mm. Interesting.
Very.
I won't be deceived.
Well, I pray you don't. Peter said he wouldn't deny the Lord either.
Vegans do not get deceived.
And you get a higher place in heaven too.
Yeah, don't. Look.
You look down at us in heaven. Cheese eater.
Yeah, caramel custard eater.
Come on, we'll get on with the show. Okay, so come on, Morgan.
Hey, look, there's one that's only happened the last few days.
Yeah.
And all things Philippines.
Mm.
And want to.
This is not a joking matter. This is shocking.
Oh yeah. So want to pull this up here. Mm. Huge earthquake, 7.8 there in Philippines, and you'll see, buildings just totally collapsing in just a second. There it goes.
Oh man.
So I was talking to a friend who's over there. He helps us out, and the kids in the Philippines start school at 7:30 in the morning, and office work starts at 8 a.m.
That's early.
And the earthquake was at 7:30. So the kids were all at school, but they were all outside in assembly. They weren't in the buildings as the buildings were collapsing.
Oh, man.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, pretty wild.
Mm.
He basically said most families were together in the morning, or the kids were at school and the parents were still in the cars. And so that's why there wasn't as many.
Real Christian nation over there. Good people, the Philippines. So we're praying for the Philippines. How big an earthquake have you guys ever been in?
I've never been in one.
Oh, wow.
A couple of months ago, there was one out in like Singleton or just up north here a bit. And have we felt it in the hospital here.
Did you?
Yeah. Wow.
We thought it sounded like a loading dock door or a truck banging into the building. And then that was an earthquake.
Yeah, I felt one at Batlow once. But I've been in LA and I was sitting in a restaurant with a church member and the whole building's and I'm like ready to run out. And he's like still looking at the menu. Yeah, that was only a little one, he says. And I'm like, wow, people get used to this?
Certainly do.
Nah, I've been here six. I have a seven is double. That's a 7.8. That's nearly an eight. An eight is double of a seven. That is a phenomenally big quake.
Yeah. Yep.
It's massive quake.
It's hard to believe. You see some of the videos about the building shaking. There's shots from inside gyms and everything's moving, but the building's still standing. It's hard to believe the buildings are structurally any good after that.
Yeah,
you'd question them.
They get up that size in LA, the freeways will start to break, and you're in big trouble then because you can't get around.
Mm.
Anyway.
We reckon we go to the States. Carmelo Anthony, this is in the news. What's going on there?
Tell us.
Bit of an attack.
What happened? They were at a running. They're two athletes, young guys, late high school.
Had a dispute, probably.
He said, you touch me, you're going to pay a consequence. So the guy touched him, pushed him. A white guy pushing an African-American guy, both athletes. African-American guy goes into his bag and finds a knife. Oh, I just happen to have a knife in my bag to stab someone. Puts it into his chest so hard, went past his heart and hit the back bones of his chest and killed him. This is really... America is so divided on the basis of race. People on that side of the racial argument are saying it was self-defense, he was being attacked. Other guys saying it was outright murder, it was premeditated because he had a knife. Anyway, the jury has just announced 35 years in prison for this young man. That's a long time.
Yep.
But he took the life of another student. Murder is it's capital offense. Certain states in the United States, he would get the electric chair for that.
Mm. 35 years.
35 years, a long time. But unfortunately, race has to come into every argument. We don't understand it here in Australia so much because we don't have the history as deep as they have it. We have bad history too, but they have it such a deep history that just keeps on going. And so there's all sorts of protests and everything going out. It's not glorious, and it's a terrible event for you two young men, athletes. Both their lives, if you like, are finished.
Yep. Yeah, it's
terrible.
It's terrible. Go to Iran. There's another war going on
again.
Well, it started up
another war.
Did it stop?
Well, I kind of wanted to transition the war and race, and then.
Sorry. I missed the segue.
Kyle had to bring it up, so then I had to explain.
I didn't even know.
Like explaining a joke.
I unintentionally knew that I was
tell a joke
hurting your transition.
You have to explain your joke.
Your transition was so bad I didn't know it was a transition.
Stop you two. We're doing the news here.
It's so bad, but because you didn't notice the transition.
You like The View. This is like watching The View.
This is better than
The View. And I'm not going to say who Whoopi Goldberg is here.
This is better than The View. Don't bring race into this, Justin.
Sorry.
It started up again
Iran.
And Trumpy Bears had enough.
How much would, and maybe the viewers know, how much would an Apache helicopter cost?
Be a fair bit. In the millions.
Like they're the greatest of the attack helicopters sort of ever built. This helicopter gunship has been shot down low altitude.
Uh-oh.
Apparently both survived, the pilots.
They did. And how were they rescued, Kyle?
I know. Pick me.
How were they rescued?
Phil, go, Phil, go.
This is a first drone time. Boat.
Okay, I did
rescued that. Them.
First time in history, the US have used a drone boat to rescue down how pilots.
Cool is that? How cool is that? That you can just get on a remote control and not risk more
what
lives.
What does it have, 1,000 kilos?
Pound, yeah, pounds, can count okay. 1,000 kilo, 1,000 pound, can't remember. But the thing is, they didn't risk one of their big. This is clear to me that strait is very dangerous. If they can take down an Apache,
yep,
and then they're too scared to send in other choppers to get. They Maybe. Left them in the water for 2 hours.
Crazy.
That means the Strait of Hormuz must be a very, very dangerous place still. That's the tell that this is not good over there. And, of course, now Trumpy Bears come out and just start bombing again big time. 20 targets.
Yep. I wonder if Iran really shut down that helicopter or if somebody else who wanted the war to continue shut down that helicopter.
Oh, here we go.
Well, the thing about it, it's what they're claiming, it's one of their drones with the two-stroke motors or whatever they have in them, these couple of $1,000 drones, takes out how many millions is an Apache worth? That's really? The warfare, mate. Warfare has so changed because of these That's cheap the drones.
Story for
how many drones you
Russia
get
in Ukraine as well, isn't it?
100%. You've got some footage there, Morgs, that you wanted to show us too, didn't you? On Russia, Ukraine.
Yeah, and I think it's comment like too before I show it. It's just so unpredictable.
Did you see Kyle's boasting about his segue?
Yeah, well, we're moving on.
It's unmatched.
Like, I'm not running the show, Phil. No, I just saw an opportunity there and I just took it.
The superstar of the show.
That's right.
I was here questioning how am I going to segue this? Well,
we're in the presence of greatness.
Shane calls him the unsung hero, actually. So thank you, Shane.
Well, that's a transition now we've got.
Okay.
But the unpredictability of warfare. Want to pull this up now. Ukraine has hit a large Russian gas pipeline in Dagestan. People fleeing. It's just these giant fireballs in the air. And, yeah, it's just people running for cover. And
so much useless waste of life over there. It's just – and the amount of money and
– it's horrid. I've got to tell you, mate, I'm going to make a prediction. You ready for a prediction, Phil?
Yep. Here it is.
You ready? So this week – Israel and Iran both blew up each other's oil infrastructure, petrochemical stuff. They've been off bounds. Because if we start down that road, and what Ukraine has been doing systematically, they're drying up Russia's supply lines. They cannot keep the war going because they can't get fuel and everything else into the front lines of the Russian front. Ukraine's being really smart, but what they're doing is they keep blowing up gas and oil, petrol, diesel, all of the refineries. They're just destroying it. Guess what's coming to the world? A fuel shortage that will far exceed what we have experienced so far. That's my prediction. Fuel and diesel, petrol, everything is going to get really expensive.
Even though the price has come down recently, you think it's going to shoot back up?
I do. I really do. They've taken the tax off it and made it cheaper. I don't want it to. I think it's awesome when it's under $2.
Have they taken all the tax off it?
50 cents.
Just 50 cents.
And do you think this is motivated by they want everyone in electric cars?
No, this is motivated by hate.
I'm just going down your road, mate.
Not at all.
You think of things like this. This is like conspiracy theory. This is Kyle 101.
You're not doing it right.
Okay. They hate each other, mate, and they're in a bitter struggle.
Not me and Kyle.
No, not us.
That guy, Russia-Ukraine, the cousins, not you two guys. You guys love each other. But
a lot.
There's a bitter conflict going on, and they're going to hurt one another any way they can.
It's terrible.
And I'm telling you now, Russia's going to get increasingly desperate. And they threatened the other day to blow up one of their nuclear power plants as well. Like, this has really got potential to get very, very messy. And Trump's given up even trying to solve it. No one is trying to stop this war anymore. They're just trying to win it. And it's going to get a lot darker and a lot nastier than what it currently is. Mm. End of my predictions. Mm.
Somebody, maybe if somebody can track all of Justin's predictions, one of the super fans out there.
Want a spreadsheet.
I want to nominate Cassandra to track all of Justin's predictions.
You start a spreadsheet, please.
And put the spreadsheet in
well,
a tracker.
Well, look at Pauline. Mm. What did we say it here? We said it here first, mate. Well, we've been saying it for ages.
We're not there yet, mate. We need to go to
that was a,
Belfast. I know, we should have gone with it. Do you want to go to Pauline?
Belfast? What's
well,
that
we
got to do with
it?
Pauline. Belfast.
That's a story, Belfast.
Yeah, it is. Come on, this is deteriorating today.
Let's go to Pauline. What's happened in the Australian politics?
We're going to Pauline.
Kyle is the One Nation expert.
Yeah. We're going to Kyle.
Kyle loves Pauline. Like, well, seriously.
I don't know if that's the case. But
are
I
you
was,
voting for Pauline?
Before I took this job, we came down and visited and we took Eva's cousin into Parliament House to watch them doing something on the Senate floor or something.
I remember you doing that.
Anyways, we just randomly, just one day we're in there and Pauline, in like the 30 minutes that we were in there, she just happened to get up and give a speech and she just torched them all. It was quite glorious to watch because of the topic that she was on. She wasn't being rude or crass or harmful to them, but her facts and her delivery were exceptional and I got to witness it live and that was impressive.
I got a feeling it was on vaccines.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, wasn't it? No.
The rest of the country is catching on to Kyle because Pauline's popularity now has, she is the most popular. Her party, which is really based around her, she's seriously being considered as a candidate to become the next prime minister. Mm. She is officially now, with the size of the Pink News poll put her at 31%, she's seriously now considered to be the opposition. That's nuts how fast that has happened.
Considering they've like rarely ever held any serious amount of seats.
But they don't have the infrastructure. What do these politicians just go, and now I'm a one nation.
They're building it.
2 years to build it.
I went to a funeral last week up at Warhope and I saw my mate from Kempsey. Mm. He ran for One Nation. He's a really good bloke.
So you're friends with the One Nation Party directly?
Well, he worked at the Kempsey Advanced School for a long time. I don't know. I probably haven't got permission to name him, but he's telling me 58% in their latest opinion poll of the Kempsey people are going to vote One Nation.
Wow.
Because he didn't win in the last election that he stood in. But I tell you what.
Is he going to go again?
I think so, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I said, I'll see you in Canberra, mate. And I can't believe it's changed that fast.
Wow.
Yeah. It's been so rapid. It's unreal. Now, we haven't had the election and they haven't won yet. We're just still speculating. But I'm telling you now, we're living through something profound.
Mm. Who does One Nation have in Canberra and should you run for that seat, Justin?
I'm not a politician. I don't want to be a politician, mate. I have no interest in running for politics. Don't put your trust in princes, but in the living God, the Bible says.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah, not interested, mate.
They don't have one from the One Nation team yet.
Can you imagine what they could drag up on
I don't me, think Canberra, anyway? I don't think oh, my seat will be won in Canberra.
Holy dooly.
I can't see Canberra going to One Nation.
Pocock usually gets.
Yeah. Well, Canberra's not One Nation, mate.
No.
This is the rainbow city.
That would be a sign, wouldn't it? If One Nation was voted in Canberra, local.
That would be a very big sign that we're at the end of time. Let me tell you.
Time has come.
What are you going to do with, as far as the party, whether I'm in the Senate?
She's in the office.
Whether I'll stand for a lower house seat.
It must be enticing, though.
Mm-hmm. He's leading the polls.
The lower house.
Some are saying that Albanese is going for a lower house seat.
On the numbers we look at, or potentially even prime minister.
Just mute that and then say that again, Morgan.
Some are saying that Albanese might even resign.
Doubt it.
Well, everyone wants him to. He is now one of the most unpopular prime ministers in the history of Australia.
So he'll get a statue then.
It's only getting worse.
Like Dan Andrews.
Dan Andrews in Victoria. He could run in Victoria. He'd probably win in Victoria. But yeah. I shouldn't say it to my Victorian brothers, but I wonder about politics down there.
He's getting worse and worse as the days go on.
Who?
Albanese.
I don't think he's coming back from this budget. I think he's burned it.
Mm.
But it's not just happening here. Zoom it back out.
Mm.
It's largely to do with immigration here. And by the way, they've still have a million immigrants coming into the country in the next year, and people are mad about that.
We might
look what's happening in Ireland.
We might happen to be part of the Commonwealth, and when we see what happens to our big brother overseas in England.
That's a great segue, Justin. I just wanted to acknowledge that segue.
Thanks, 10 out of 10.
I'm professional.
That was good.
go to Belfast. Phil knows Belfast. He's Irish.
He's the expert, actually.
It's not happy days.
Tell us what we're seeing on screen.
In Belfast at the moment, we've got a lot of doors being kicked in.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of places being burnt down.
Is this like soccer hooligans after a win, or what is this?
No. There's been
a shocking thing.
Yeah, there's been some real trouble. Tell us what's happened, Justin.
You don't want to say it, Phil.
No.
There's an Irish man, and we have to bring race into this because it's migrants and race. There's an Irish man held down on the ground. They have video footage. Why the person's filming and not helping? This Sudanese is a Sudanese Muslim. He's got a knife and he's trying to cut his head off.
Wow.
We shouldn't even talk about it on this show. We're certainly not going to show any of it. Anyway, they stopped him. They saved the guy. But now the local Irish are so angry. They have gone and set buses on fire in Belfast. This is Northern Ireland. This is Protestant Ireland.
Mm.
The troubles, they know about troubles in Ireland, mate. Mm. And the police cars there look like every cop car over there looks like it's an armored vehicle. Mm. They went down the streets and they found houses that had migrants in them.
Mm.
They burned them to the ground.
Mm.
And heaps and heaps of them. And the reporters are trying to get in there and interview people. And these masked guys that are from, these are the Ulster, this is the Protestant side, the Orange men. They are saying, if you come down here, you're going to pay a big price. So that the film crews are too scared because they know what these guys are capable of. So the trouble, we don't have that level of trouble here. We're not burning people's house down. Praise the Lord. We have a lot of good people in this country that have come from overseas, praise God. But I tell you what, the levels are going to cause problems. And in Ireland, in England, in Germany, in France, you can just keep calling the names.
Yep.
All this same phenomena is going on. That tells me there's something bigger on the move, Kyle.
Hmm.
There's a bigger movement going on. It's a global movement.
Very much global.
Big shift to the right. We're going to get Kyle to do our giveaway today. Kyle?
Yeah, you never do this.
This is one of the more popular offerings that we've got. And thankfully, we have enough of them to go around. So if you haven't ordered one yet.
If they can't see it, what is it, Kyle?
For those listening in the car. For those playing in the car. It is a Daniel and Revelation Secrets of Prophecy magazine. I know we've had it on for a few weeks, but it's that good. We want to just give you one last chance.
Well, it's popular.
They're really gone off the shelves.
This is. Can we tell a little backstory about this? We might have told this story before. I rang a real estate agent once, and he recognized my voice, and then he
said, "Story."
Long story short, he eventually asked me on the phone, "Are you on a radio show?" He recognized the voice.
Didn't he say, "Are you mates with Phil Yates?"
He didn't. He didn't actually.
Didn't mention you.
No, he didn't mention you at all.
Ouch.
That's awkward.
He knew Kyle's voice.
He knew mine, but he hadn't heard of you.
Of that monotone, boring kind of deal.
That's right. It's memorable. So anyways, when we eventually caught up with our good friend Ben, he actually had one of these magazines from another show on Faith FM.
That guy's a legend.
He'd been listening to Faith FM for a year and he'd been studying this magazine intently and loved it.
He's a Pentecostal Christian.
Yeah.
Really good guy. Really good guy.
Phenomenal guy.
And now he attends church every Sabbath.
Yeah, he's a legend.
Yeah.
He's really had Bible studies, just loving it. And that magazine's what got him started.
Yeah. So if you want a magazine for you or if you want to share it with somebody you know, we want you to text the word secrets to 0482-082-876. I'll read that number again slowly so you can remember it is 0482-082-876.
Just text the word secrets and nothing more, and then the little bot will get back to you and get an address. And
even if they spell it wrong, though,
it won't work.
It won't work. Okay, no. You got to spell secrets.
You do have to know how to spell it. So Phil's been to a working bee. Just get in touch with him. A working spelling bee. A spelling bee. He needs to go to a working bee.
A working bee.
Yeah. He's been to a spelling bee. So secrets.
Secrets.
A few things to look out for moving forward, guys.
Yes.
What are they? I do all the talking. I've got to get you guys to talk.
Yeah.
This coming week, what are
I
we?
I just did a big magazine.
What are we I want to share for? Something.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, okay.
This wasn't covered on the perfect
split
storm.
Screen if you're going to share something, mate.
Yeah, I don't want to see you.
Yeah, people do want to see your face.
I like all things sport. And there was a big game between two cities a couple of weeks back, and there were. After it, the winning team was from Paris, right? And there was carnage in the streets that they had won. It was like rioting, looting, burning things, all of that. And they won, which just boggles my mind.
Which country did
this? This was in Paris.
Paris, soccer.
Yeah, a lot of Parisians, yeah.
The winning team burned down their own city.
Football.
Yeah, it was.
Is that what you said?
Yeah. PSG, the Paris team won.
Okay.
I just wonder. There's a World Cup kicking off in a few days in soccer across Canada, the US and Mexico. A lot of countries, the most countries ever in a World Cup.
Mm.
I don't know. It could be very interesting. Iran is going to the World Cup.
Wow.
US is obviously playing as a host nation. Mm. It's just going to be interesting. I don't know. To me, it's just a watch this space type of thing. What unrest could happen? One team wins, one team loses. Within these countries, it's like a religion.
I think the big difference. I remember when I was living in Los Angeles, a guy stabbed his neighbor's dog with a knife. It was a German Shepherd. He didn't need to do it. It was unprovoked. They put him in jail for 14 years for stabbing a dog.
Mm.
If you play up in America, it depends which state you're in, but if you play up in America, you're going to go to jail for a long time.
Mm.
And if you're running amok on the streets when the police are there, you may not make it to jail, mate.
Mm.
They use guns. And I'm not sure they would be able to do what they did in Paris in many US cities. Now, there has been some terrible riots there and everything else, but they bring it back under control. I don't know. I think the Americans are pretty fed up already with all the carnage they've had.
Except if you're in the Epstein files, then you get nothing.
He's still walking the streets, mate.
Just noticed. Just pointing it out.
The World Cup's happening in the US. That's a big deal if you're into soccer. Clearly you are, Morgan.
Well, I am, but I'm just curious as to see what unrest unfolds.
Mm.
Mm. Well, anyway. I hope it doesn't, eh?
Well, let's hope.
I wonder what the thing is.
I can't get interested.
Burning down your own city after you win something.
That's mad.
Australia's in it, aren't they?
Mm.
Yeah.
I can't get interested in it, sorry.
I don't mind soccer.
State of origin,
each to their own. But,
I'll be right in.
I was the captain of the school soccer team in primary school.
You can't get into it.
Is that what? I always thought that was something about, forward. Something no, about center you. Forward. Now we know what it is.
Well, center my forward. Mom, my dad can soccer. Take all his teeth out on a plate because he's the captain of the rugby league team in Armidale. And
pick another sport.
I loved rugby league and rugby union. I got into rugby union team in high school and everything, but mum, she would not let me play. I mean, she came down like a ton of bricks because I had no teeth left, according to her, because my dad didn't. So I had to play soccer.
Soccer and custard.
You were the captain.
I was. I'm a bit of a competitor.
You've always been.
I don't know if you've ever noticed.
Always been in the leadership and fighting.
It happens.
Yeah.
Well, did you burn anything down after you won something?
We didn't win too many things. Right?
Probably the captain.
No, we're not sure. We haven't won yet. But I never even follow it now.
Mm.
It doesn't interest me at all.
Yeah.
Well, what a good way to finish. If you want to know what's going on in the world and why there is a rise of...
And let's do this. Let's do this. Close this off properly.
Oh, okay. So I'll stop.
Well, we always end now I was trying with to close, Jesus.
Is it secrets?
It's secrets.
Secret. Secret.
Well, I don't
secrets?
Want to promote the book. I want to promote... Okay. If you're listening to this and you are feeling bad about yourself and you somehow think you're unworthy and you're not good enough... that's an indication to me that you're closer to God than you realize. Mm. The closer you get to God, the more unworthy you will appear in your own eyes.
That's true.
And I want to encourage you today, if you feel like a wretched sinner, whatever how you describe yourself, you feel broken, you don't feel good enough, you are closer to God than you'll ever realize, because your true state, my true state, Kyle's, Phil's, Morgan's true state, we're broken people, we're broken sinners. And this program is to point you to the Bible, to tell you it has predicted the future. But even if you're not interested in the future, if you don't think you're going to make tomorrow, I want to encourage you today and tell you that Jesus loves sinners, of whom I'm the chief, and he's looking out for sinners today, and he wants to save you. And don't give up on yourself, because God has never, ever given up on you. Phil's going to close with prayer for us.
Thank you, Justin, for that. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your amazing love. You are closer than a brother to us, and we just thank you so much for your love, your peace, the joy that you give us when we accept you as our Lord and Savior. So we just ask, Lord, that you'll come into the hearts of those listening, bless, guide, and direct them, because we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Morgan.
Good job, mate.
Thanks, guys. Well done.
This has been the perfect storm. Until next time.
Get some sleep, Kyle.